Members of Ohio's African immigrant community have been waiting for almost a decade for a commission that advocates for its interests. The new African Immigrants Commission was supposed to be seated in 2009, but the community is still waiting. As Ohio's African community grows, there's no representation at a state level. There are about 110,000 sub-Saharan African immigrants in the state. That's 35,000 more people than there were in 2005, according to the census. And that's why Celeste Asfaw was involved in the original effort to get Ohio a new African Immigrants Commission almost 10 years ago.
There are so many issues in areas of employment, in areas of health, in areas of affordable house, in areas of social services, case management.
State lawmakers created the 11-member board in 2008, and it was supposed to take effect the following year. But it's 2017, and the board remains empty and inactive. No one can seem to answer exactly why. State Senator Charlita B. Tavares says she worked with Africans over the years to get a list of names.
We brought in people from throughout the state to Columbus for two meetings. We met in Dayton twice, and we had multiple meetings with refugee immigrant representatives from throughout the state.
But there was a lot of disagreement on how to proceed. According to G.B. Saul, a Senegalese man who attended some of those meetings, Somalis wanted about half of the 11 seats because they have the largest population of Africans. But other Africans felt that that would be unfair.
Us as adults, as being in Africa and now our second home, usually we bring our divisions back home, you know, the political differences, the ethnic differences, and we brought here and then we are fighting here.
The delay has caused some groups to start looking at alternatives. Jibril Mohammed directs the group Somali Can, which plans to start a civil leadership training next month for Somalis.
Providing them advocacy skills, connecting them with leadership, I mean political parties and elected officials and city council, state house.
Mohammed says it's not ideal, but it beats waiting around.
If the new African Immigrants Commission had existed, it would have been the proper channel to provide this kind of civic engagement, and it would have provided a channel through which we could, give our opinions and our concerns to elected officials, from the governor through the mayor and anybody in between.
A common goal is to involve more young Africans at the forefront of government.
That will be symbolized in the image for our young generation to be part of the city council, to part of the county commissioners commission, or at state level, the state or senators.
Other ethnic groups have been more successful establishing commissions to advise state government and link constituents to services. They include Latinos and Asian American Pacific Islanders. Every year, the Ohio Latino Affairs Commission sends reports to the state legislature about issues affecting the community. Andrea Magana-Lewis is the public policy officer for the commission.
We've done reports on cultural competence and making the case for culturally responsive institutions. We've done reports on Ohio Hispanic business owners, talking about their rates.
They hold yearly events and education and health outreach efforts for Ohio's 400,000 Latinos. As for the Africans, State Senator Tavares says it's uncertain when it will be filled.
We've followed up again and haven't heard back to find out when those names are going to be submitted. Based on various pieces of information I've been able to gather, they're waiting on the House of Representatives.
As for when the commission will be seated, spokeswoman Emily Kalmbach from Governor Kasich's office said in an email, quote, "We're actually close to wrapping up appointments on our end and should have some soon," end quote. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.